It's Hank.
Not necessarily the news.
Sound the bell, because here's the good news.
And a Tuesday installment of Not Necessarily the News. Your nightly news, just in the morning time. Hello, Hanksters. Welcome to our Hank Facebook Live. This is when we show these amazing camera angles of the studio. So if you ever want to see what it looks like,
Let's start right out at our Facebook. Hey, what happened?
May I ask the sports director the floor?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Sports!
You got it.
That will be our lead. It was, I don't know if I could do these late puck drops. I mean, the game didn't start for our Dallas Stars until like nearly 9 o'clock last night.
You know, come on, guys. We have things to do.
Did like the way it ended. 4-2 victory over the Minnesota Wild. So that puts it 1-1 on the series. And now we go up to Minnesota for game 3.
Playing the Timberwolves.
Nope. Wild.
Oh, and they're wild.
In Dallas Cowboys news, we got our kicker. So, yeah, he's a good one. Brandon Aubrey, of course. He is now the richest kicker ever in the history of ever. He got $28 million, four-year contract, so that's seven, if I'm correct, per year. There you go. So, congratulations to him. Now, as for the rest of the team, the draft is coming up on Thursday. Go Stars.
My goodness. So I do have one question for everyone.
Yes.
Has anyone seen my pants or my dress or my corset? Yes. Such is the plight of one Madonna after her clothes went missing at Coachella over the weekend. The material girl is not pleased. She says they're not clothes. They are a piece of my history, and promptly called the manager. She actually called the police and filed a police report. She also debuted a new single from her upcoming album, Confessions on a Dance Floor, Part 2, One is Never Enough.
Is this really that? I mean, this is not the first time I'm sure Madonna's lost her clothing.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's
there he goes.
She made a career out of it.
There it is.
It happens to a lot of people.
Speaking of Madonna, the world's oldest rabbit is over there in Surrey, England. So there you are. Tony in the UK is watching on the Hank Facebook Live, no doubt. Yeah, it's a British bunny. And his name is Herbie. 15 years, 82 days old as of print time right there. Richard and Melissa Dunham say he is a character and likes to be chased.
Oh.
He is the same exact breed as Howie.
Oh.
He's a lionhead rabbit. Yeah, to which Elle last night said, how long do they typically live?
Okay, it's, oh. Hmm.
And then I didn't answer that question. And how old is Howie?
That's how
marriage works, kids. By the way, the world's oldest penguin turned 38 as well. So Spineb is his name. So not only has he lived in Cornwall, England for 38 years, but his name is Spineb.
I think it's because they don't have Florida.
It's a proper British name. British.
So there's a lot to think about when you're getting ready to tie the knots. I mean, whether you can last with this person. Do you have enough glue to keep you guys together? Forgiveness, love, understanding, humor, and perhaps, most importantly, beating Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce to the altar. This is the plight of one Katy Perry and Justin Trudeau. Yeah, she's apparently furiously planning her nuptials. They both have been dreaming of one another their entire lives. They say they just know and just need to find the right time to tie the knot.
I just switched up from Katy Perry background music to Taylor Swift background music, and it's almost the same exact thing.
They're frenemies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you had DJ Clue in there.
Speaking of beating Taylor Swift to the altar.
Everyone's invited.
See?
Amazon said, that's really great, but we're not into the Kindle models anymore.
What?
Next month, Amazon will stop supporting older Kindle models. Fortunately, these are like really the older ones released in 2012 and before. You'll no longer get updates, even though they probably work just fine.
This is Kindle.
Yeah,
Kindle.
This is the digital way to read books.
Okay. No, I got it.
You're in a book club, right?
No. Okay.
Heather Lee.
Okay.
Well, you said Ken. I was like, the Ken doll? Like, what is Amazon selling?
No,
Ken
he was. Dolls? They stopped updating him many years ago.
Ken Buckner.
Thank you.
I'm just here to help. So what? Prom season has arrived. How are you going to get there? Do you need to borrow Grandpa's Lincoln? Uh-uh. How about this? A group of Seaman High School students in beautiful Topeka, Kansas, well, they scored a ride in the Wienermobile. Hmm. Cooper Leitz spotted the vehicle in the supermarket parking lot, said, hey, can we all get a ride? They rolled up to the townsite ballroom. The students said the ride was way better than a limo. So yesterday, it's mid, brah.
I have 16. I just counted in my head jokes that I can't say. I can't do any of these at all.
Ken doll.
Speaking of Madonna, the latest now in fashion, have you heard of rib remodeling?
No. Oh, no. Oh, yep. No.
This is a new procedure that can narrow your waistline.
Are they taking them out?
Yeah. We're reshaping them.
Michael Wilch did this back in the day. That was the big rumor.
Just don't eat for 3 days.
Ken,
okay? No, I'm kidding. Yeah. And then a researcher discovered the exact location of William Shakespeare's London home. It took this long to find it because they weren't sure, scholars, if he lived in apartment 2B or not 2B.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee, yeah. Hank FM.
But I can't do the Wienermobile joke. That was, well, pick your five.